to Eyes on the Outdoors, award-winning outdoor radio show where the tradition of hunting and fishing lives on. Gather around the campfire, and we'll fill you in on outdoor news, product reviews, great guest interviews, and in-the-field reporting for hunters, shooters, and anglers. Plus, we'll have a whole lot of fun. If you're good, we might have story time with Uncle Ray.
Brought to you by Midwest Outdoors Magazine and Television, helping you enjoy the outdoors since 1967. Mossberg Quality Firearms, built rugged, proudly American. Indian Creek Shooting Systems, quality waterfowl and turkey choke tubes. Thomas Coffee, the official coffee for Eye in the Outdoors.
Dove Creek Wagyu Cattle Company, home of the best damn beef jerky. Go to dovecreekwagyu.com.
CFM, Conservation Federation of Missouri, at confedmo.org.
Z-Max, micro-lubricant for guns. Z-Max, made in America. RTP Outdoors, rtpoutdoors.com.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands. One nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Time to make the coffee. Time to make the donuts. Time to make the coffee.
Hey! Wake up!
That's better.
Hey, boys and girls, pull your chair up close to the campfire. We do the Pledge of Allegiance. We believe in God, the Second Amendment. Our heroes are the men and women in uniform. So get ready to rock and roll. We're going to do a little radio show.
Ladies and gentlemen, your host, inducted into the Legends of the Outdoors National Hall of Fame, nationally known turkey hunting icon, Mr. Ray I.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the campfire. This is your handsome but yet humble host, Ray I, trying to get woke up here this morning with a cup of Thomas coffee here with the Vogler Vogler, Matty G, and, of course, Peanut. Wow. Been a busy week. What, Vogler Vogler?
Blow some of that aroma towards me.
Yeah, you still haven't got any coffee, have you? I've got the June issue Midwest Outdoors Magazine right here. You can go to MidwestOutdoors.com, get your subscription, have it mailed directly to your home or office. Right? Vogler Vogler?
Great magazine.
Boy, I can't wait till next weekend. We're going to be down in Mountain View, Missouri, our great friends Murray Anderson. He was in town Friday, and I'm, of course, my granddaughter's here, and we had all kinds of things going on. I didn't get to see him. But next week, we'll be in Mountain View, Missouri for our remote, and appreciate all the input from everybody saying that they're going to come down and see us. So that should be a good time.
We're going to have Krispy Kreme donuts.
And Thomas Coffee. And we've got to get Thomas hold of Jim. Coffee. We got the hunting guys, the media hunt guys, went through all of our coffee for our big coffee maker. So we're going to have to get some more for the remote from Jim so we can serve Thomas Coffee to everyone.
Is the lady going to be there with her products?
Yeah, Wagyu.
Wagyu.
Dove Creek Wagyu Cattle Company with the best damn beef jerky. She'll be there. Oh, she's going to have samples of beef jerky to hand out.
It is.
And, of course, Murray Anderson will be there. And we got a lineup of great guests. You know, Brandon Butler from the Conservation Federation is going to stop by and see us. Ralphie Dern is going to come and help us with the remote. We've got Chris Figge from the Park Service down there going to come down and talk
excellent.
To us. We got Tommy Garner, Tomcat from down there at his station, radio station down in the Ozarks, going to come by and see us. We got Jim Anderson from Shady Lane's Cabins Motels, going to talk about what you can do in the Ozarks. Where this will be a big promotion for the Ozarks, the Ozark area. It's going to be a great time by all, I'm sure. You know, I've had a busy week with my granddaughter up, and interesting. A lot of times on here we talk about food, if you can imagine that. If you're going up 64 Highway, and just you get into Indiana if you're traveling, watch for the Red Wagon and go there and have breakfast and support that restaurant because they are very patriotic, American, and they have deers and turkeys and hunting stuff, and it's a hunter. And I always support the hunters because we need to support our heritage and our, well, what else would you call it, Bugger Bugger?
Just our lifestyle.
Oh, is that what it is? Great food. Another great place to eat. They got chefs down there. We found out, me and Pat Leonard found out, turkey season. If you're in Ironton, Fort Davison Hotel, they got a restaurant there. They got a new chef. They bought this. Food is fabulous. And you would never know. You go through Ironton, you know. I mentioned to somebody, hey, where are we going to go? We're going someplace, you know, down that way through Mountain View. We'll go through Ironton. And I'll say, we're going to stop and eat. And they they don't think of anything in Ironton, Missouri, but it's great food. If you get a chance, you get down that way if you're going fishing or hunting or just traveling or vacation with family. If you get to Ironton, stop by Fort Davidson because this is not a paid commercial. It is good food. Great food.
Emma, the granddaughter, has food in both hands. She was ready to go.
Tearing it up. Good stuff. Also, Midwest Outdoors Magazine contacted me, and they have the Arkansas Big Bass Bonanza again this year down in Arkansas. It returns June 29th and July 1st. We need to announce this. Arkansas guarantees $100,000 in prizes for fishermen who enter the state's largest fishing tournament. Anglers can compete for dozens of hourly prizes plus daily payouts and chance to land a bass worth $50,000. $50,000, Volga Valder. It's on the Arkansas River, June 29th through July 1st, with access pools in five locations: Fort Smith, Russellville, North Little Rock, Pine Bluff, and Dumas. Last year's big fish of 6 pounds, .76-pound bass, put $50,000 in the bank for Dumas police officer Ricky Cantrell.
That is awesome.
Other anglers took home $10,000 checks. Here, read this last part. I got to turn my cough thing on.
Where's the last part? Okay, four anglers took home $10,000 checks for weighing the largest fish in their pool. The bass ranged from 5.76 pounds to 6.06 pounds. Great fish, and it's well within the abilities of any amateur angler in the state.
How can they find out more about it? What's the information? Go to the next page.
Oh, next page.
My goodness. Can you believe this?
Registration open now. Tournament organizers at the Arkansas Hospitality Association say registration for this year's Simon's Bank Big Bass Bonanza opened this week. You can go to ArkansasBigBass.com. ArkansasBigBass.com. Entry fees are $80 per angler, and those who enter by May 31st will qualify to receive a special early bird prize.
Well, we're too late.
That's gone.
That's gone already, but that's just the information I got. I just got that from Dan Ferris from Midwest Outdoors. That's quite a cash prize for fishing. Can you imagine that?
These are amateurs.
How do they find out information about this?
ArkansasBigBass.com. It's a bonanza. The A is capitalized. The B in big and the B in bass are capitalized. .com.
Certainly.
.com. Big Bass Bonanza Facebook page. You can go woo to the tournament's Facebook page, too.
Did you say we could go woo?
I think that's what he said. And what's the event again?
It's the Arkansas Big Bass Bonanza.
All right.
Simon's Bank Big Bass Bonanza. Simon's Bank Bonanza. Simon's, yeah.
Okay, very good.
Is that Simon's from America's Got Talent?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Simon Cowell. British guy that hates everybody.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wonder if he's going to be there. Says Simon's.
Oh, Maddie, take us in a commercial break. I can't handle no more of this guy this morning. What are you laughing at?
Life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness, you know?
Where is this going? Maddie, please take me in the break. Get me away from this guy.